As we wave goodbye to 2023, we can also expect to bid adieu to some of the key events of the year that made it especially challenging for the markets. The central bank interest rate rises, which brought about a mini banking collapse early in the year in the United States, appear to have come to an end, while inflation is moving towards target levels. As we look ahead to 2024, one concern from 2023 is likely to stay with us, and that is the possibility of a recession. It's important to remember that the 2020 recession was a once-in-a-lifetime event, and since then, the economic cycle has been anything but normal. It's only logical then to expect that any subsequent economic slowdown would also take a unique course, in keeping with these extraordinary times. With that in mind, as 2023 comes to a close, we believe there are six key themes that will dominate the markets through 2024. I'm Philip Peterson, Chief Investment Strategist at IG Wealth Management. Join me each week as we discuss the trends dominating the investment landscape. It's the week of November 27th. So listen on as we navigate the living market. The first theme that we believe will drive markets in 2024 is that recessions come in all shapes and sizes. What we're seeing play out in economies around the world could best be described as rolling recessions. As one sector recovers, another might face a slowdown. This economic relay race suggests that while the economy certainly has challenges, it has remained and we believe will continue to remain ultimately resilient. We believe data suggests that a U.S. recession is far less likely to happen in 2024 than in 2023, and manufacturing and global trade seem to be in a recovery phase. And while Canada's economy is weaker than the U.S., our strong labor market should mitigate the effects of any economic downturn and keep it from turning into a severe downturn. Number two is that we're in a new labor paradigm. Labor markets remain tight in many areas around the world. In the U.S., for example, there are more people leaving the workforce than entering it. This is a phenomenon we're also seeing in other countries around Europe and Asia. While unemployment tends to increase during a recession or after it's taken hold, rather than before, the low levels of current unemployment that we're seeing can help to maintain consumer demand, which in turn can dampen the effects of a recession. In short, if people have a job, they're going to continue to spend. Our third theme is that inflation and interest rates are normalizing. Now, this is a theme that continues from 2023. Inflation levels are half of where they were a year ago, which has allowed central banks to pause interest rate increases. However, we don't expect interest rate cuts before the back half of 2024 at the earliest. High interest rates can be an advantage for fixed income investors. By the end of 2023, bond yields were at a level that we hadn't seen in almost 20 years. The equity risk premium suggests that bond returns are likely to compete very attractively with equity returns over the coming years. What this means is we're seeing a return to a balanced portfolio. Our fourth theme is that equity valuations remain attractive. In the US, the Magnificent Seven, these are Apple, Amazon, Alphabet, Microsoft, Meta, Nvidia, and Tesla, well, these companies contributed a disproportionate amount to the gains on the S&P 500 in 2023. Contributions from the seven helped the S&P 500 to see a significant increase in its overall value. However, many sectors underneath these seven and many companies didn't see any growth at all, meaning that many of these companies currently have very attractive valuations and potential for greater upside. This, combined with improved earnings driven by the economic recovery anticipated along with lower inflation, suggests positive equity gains in the mid to high single digits during 2024. Our fifth theme is that geopolitical risks are likely to contribute to volatility. Aside from the continued uncertainty from conflicts in Eastern Europe and the Middle East, 2024 is also an election year in the United States. And these types of geopolitical events can affect investor sentiment and lead to short-term market volatility. However, the volatility caused by political concerns has historically been quite short-lived. It rarely has a long-lasting or meaningful impact on financial markets. So, in this case, it really pays for investors to focus on the long term. Our last theme is, what if it goes right? Investment markets can often find themselves in the middle of a tug-of-war between positive and negative sentiment. Investors can often get stuck in one narrative from time to time, and that narrative is currently leaning towards the pessimistic. with so much focus on a potential recession that the positive economic signs are being ignored. There is plenty that could go right. Unemployment, we believe, is likely to stay low, prompting continued consumer spending growth. Inflation, by our models, should continue to keep falling, leading to interest rate cuts. And manufacturing, we believe, is starting to show signs of a rebound, which leads to higher profits. This all tells us, or implies, that we're headed in towards a more optimistic environment, and we hold that optimistic view on the global economy and markets as we head into 2024. While there are definitely challenges ahead, we believe the data points to a general sense of improvement, and with improvement brings opportunity. I'm Philip Peterson, and this has been The Living Market. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please take a moment to rate it or share it with colleagues and friends. It will help other like-minded individuals find us. Thanks for listening.
The content of this podcast, including facts, views, opinions, and recommendations, is not to be used or construed as investment advice and is not an offer or an invitation to buy or sell any security. The content of this podcast should not be relied upon for any purpose, and IG Wealth Management is not responsible for any reliance upon it. This podcast includes forward-looking information that reflects our current expectations or forecasts of future events. Forward-looking information is subject to risks, uncertainties, and assumptions that could cause actual results to differ materially from expressed herein. Our views are subject to change based on market conditions. Commissions, fees, and expenses may be associated with mutual fund investments. Read the prospectus before investing. Mutual funds are not guaranteed, values change frequently, and past performance may not be repeated.